Hi, I'm Marian McPartland. My guest today on Piano Jazz is Carmen Lundy. She's a luminous, graceful, and hauntingly dramatic singer. No matter what she sings, she comes across as a direct, totally confident, and utterly enchanting performer.
Well, thank you very much.
How are you, Carmen?
I'm delighted to be here. I'm just ecstatic about having a chance to sit and talk with you and play together. Thank you.
Well, I'm delighted myself because I still have the memory of what we did together in Washington when we did Mary Lou Williams Mass, and I really got a chance to hear you do so many wonderful things and how well you learned all that stuff and did it with such verve and excitement, you know, and I thought, boy, she should be on Broadway or doing opera or something.
Well, I've done a little bit of both, but most of the time it's the jazz, and I'd have to say that it's Mary Lou's music that's the originality and the spirit and the context of the music that she writes, and I've been familiar with her music for a while now, and the chance to perform that mass on that scale with you at the piano brought so much of the, I think, what she really intended to hear and always wanted to hear.
I sure hope so. And actually, when we were doing that, I was thinking to myself, gosh, it would be nice to have Carmen Lundy all to myself and we'd do a piano jazz show, and here we are doing it. So we can do a song together, and I'm glad that you brought your brother Curtis because he's such a fine bass player. It's going to be nice.
Yes, so this is exciting to be here with Curtis and that we get a chance to play a little music together as brother and sister with you.
That's great.
We're both very, very happy about that.
All right. Now, what do you think we should do for openers? You got something in mind?
Yes, I was thinking about, I didn't know what time it was.
Well, that's one of my favorites, so I think we can't go wrong with that.
Grand to be alive, to be young, to be mad, to be yours alone. Grand to see your face, feeling your touch, hear your voice, say I'm all your own. What time it was, then I met you. Oh, what a lovely time it was, how sublime it was too. I didn't know what day it was, you held my hand. Warm like the month of May it was, and I'll say it was grand. Grand to be alive, to be young, to be mad, to be yours alone. Grand to see your face, feel your touch, hear your voice, say I'm all your own. I didn't know what year it was. Life was no prize. Ooh, I wanted love, and here it was, shining out of your eyes. I'm wise, and I know what time it is now. Of your eyes, I'm wise, and I know know I'm wise. Ooh, I know that I'm wise. And I know what time it is now.
Boy, that felt so good.
Yes, I'm so happy I remembered all the lyrics. I haven't sung that tune in a long, long time.
It's funny how it comes back to you, though, like riding a bicycle.
Yes, of
I
course.
Guess.
Well, it helps that it's such a beautiful song.
It
know?
Is. It's a great song.
The melody and the lyric, it's just a beautiful marriage and
of course,
swings.
You know what's nice is that you can... You're one of those people that can take a note out of the air and just start in the middle of the song and get it right. I love that. Love being able to do that. So I guess I read just recently, I didn't know where you were from, and found out you were from Miami.
Yes.
And did you go to school there?
Yes. As a matter of fact, all of my up to my formal education, I finished high school and went in directly into the University of Miami, because they had a great jazz program there. They didn't have a curriculum designed for the singer, so I was pretty much forced into the opera program. It was clear to me that I wanted to be a performer as opposed to getting into education, so my choice was really opera or education. So I chose the opera, knowing that there was a jazz department. And as a result of having some great teachers in the school, it was just a perfect time to sort of inch my way into the jazz program, exactly what happened. So they allowed me to become a jazz major with the understanding that I would continue to study my classical voice lessons privately. And this way, I was getting, I was thrown into these classes with improvising. You know, everybody's on a horn or piano or guitar or something, you know, trumpet, whatever. And there I am with just the voice and being told to improvise. And so I kind of, you know, I had to, they would throw me in the water, I had to sink or swim, it was that sort of thing. But what a great time to be at that school.
Well, obviously you got a lot out of that program. And so then when did you, well, your mother was a big influence, wasn't she? Because wasn't she with a gospel group?
My mother was the lead singer in a gospel group for more than 40 years.
Really?
So as a child, I remember sitting in the living room while they rehearsed. There were four singers and my aunt played piano. My mother's sister
yes.
was playing the piano. And I remember how fascinated I was with watching them figure out their harmony notes. And I think this is where I really became interested in the whole idea of harmony as opposed to melody. And I preferred to be an alto rather than soprano for that reason. I really do believe that. But watching them rehearse like that, and of course I thought that if I learned all of what they were learning, I would eventually be in that group. Not realizing, of course, that they would grow older and get better and I'd still be trying.
Isn't it great, though, to have somebody at home to be a role model and that you hear and you get learn from and you get started?
Well, but that's a very special thing. Yes, it is.
You know what would be nice if you and I could do one? What do you think?
Well, I was thinking about Sophisticated Lady. I just so love that song.
It's a great tune. It's... That tune will always be great. Nobody will ever get tired of doing that tune. And I'm dying to hear what you'll do with it. So let's have a go.
They say into your early life, romance came. And in this heart of yours burned a flame that flickered one day and died away. Then disillusion deep in your eyes, you learn that fools in love soon grow wise. The years have changed you somehow. I see you now. smoking, drinking, never thinking of tomorrow. Nonchalant, diamonds shining, dancing, dining with some man in a restaurant. Is that all you really want? No. Sophisticated lady, I know you miss the love you lost long ago. And when nobody's nigh, you'll cry. Dining with some man in a restaurant. Is that all you really want? Sophisticated lady, I know you miss the love you had long. And when nobody is nigh, you
know, there's something about doing that tune in another key. It gives it a whole fresh appeal to me, apart from hearing you sing it, of course. But I don't know. That makes me think I'm going to stop playing it in A flat and go somewhere else. Because
yeah, that's we're doing it in C.
Yeah.
And it's a funny thing, especially with a lot of standards, they're written, when you're taking a song that you haven't heard another singer do and you're just taking it from a fake book, you really have to find your key.
Oh, that's true, because you wouldn't want the same key as, say, Rosemary Clooney. She probably has a higher voice than you.
Exactly.
You've got sort of, I mean, a little overtone here and there of sassy Sarah Vaughan, although, I mean, you don't copy her or anything, but which reminds me, who would be your influences when you started out?
When I started out, well, I really didn't know anything about jazz singers at all. And I think it was a result of watching the Ed Sullivan Show that I first heard Ella, but I didn't know who she was or anything to that effect. As a matter of fact, it wasn't until even my freshman year of college before anyone ever said Billie Holiday to me or Carmen McRae or any great singer. And different stages along the way, I had a different influence. I would say that Ella Fitzgerald was my primary influence because I was so amazed at her ability as a vocalist. I mean, with between the scatting and the range and the diction and the swing, I lived for that. I mean, yeah. I would say she was my earliest influence. And then Billie Holiday taught me how to sing a lyric, you know, just that had nothing to do with vocal production necessarily or any kind of great chops,
just
per
emotion,
se.
Pure
just
emotion.
Just the pure emotion and just the story. I'm thinking about, when you mentioned Sarah Vaughan, I'm thinking about the influence that she might have had that's different from the other ladies that I mentioned. And I guess that would have to do with how she dealt with her range and the depth of the tone that she produced and the quality in the sound.
She could go from very low, and then she could take high notes. Well, you were doing that.
This song is a perfect example, excuse me, because the bridge is, I think this must be a tenth of, the melody must be the range of a tenth or more.
Something
so
like that.
So when you're finding your key, you have to consider the highest note and then the very lowest.
Yeah, right.
In this tune, you've got that smoking thing, and this particular key, it's, whoa, you know, how low can I go? And then I have to worry about this at the end of the thing, the you cry part. So this song is one of those songs I think became easier to sing as a result of hearing someone like Sarah deal with it.
You know, there are so many more things I want to ask you, but first I should let our listeners know that my guest is Carmen Lundy with bassist Curtis Lundy. I'm Marian McPartland, and this is Piano Jazz, made possible in part by a grant from the National Endowment for the Arts. As you go along, how do you learn songs or decide what to sing in a show, for instance? I've seen such wonderful write-ups about your choice of tunes and putting a show together, because that's important.
Oh, well, I used to sit down with a fake book, turn the pages, and teach myself songs.
Really?
Because that way I would stumble onto something that I wouldn't have known otherwise. You can't really know the repertoire simply from the recorded literature. There's always going to be a song that someone's overlooked, and I try to find the obscure ones. There, of course, are songs where I just got to do it. I remember when I heard of a particular version of, I don't know, pick a song, The Lamp Is Low, possibly, where I just could not get the melody stay with me for days. There are times when I will hear a song and want to just do something with it, find an arrangement, which I'll go to the bandstand, put the chart, no arrangement, and just play the tune, and hopefully some arrangement would come out of playing it. A lot of the tunes happen that way.
Do you play a little piano yourself?
Yes, I do. That was my way of really teaching myself to songs, really, was to sit down and force myself, to play the changes. So that I would have a better understanding harmonically of what's going on in the tunes as well.
You really are a disciplined person. I found that out when I heard you do the Mass, because you had so thoroughly got inside all those tunes. It's wonderful because, you know, I think a lot of times people don't take trouble. I think that's a big thing about performing. You have to take trouble. And obviously you do. Well, how about we should do another song, and this won't be any trouble at all.
I was thinking about possibly the title tune for my last CD.
That's a good idea. What was it?
Old Devil Moon.
I love that tune.
You want to go for it?
I do.
Okay. One.
At you suddenly, something in your eyes I see soon begins bewitching me. Is that old devil moon that you stole from the skies? it's that old devil moon in your eyes. You and your glance make this romance too hot to handle. Stars in the night, blazing their light, can't hold a candle to your razzle dazzle, gap flying high and wide on a magic carpet ride full of butterflies inside. Wanna cry, wanna croon, wanna laugh like a loon. It's that old devil moon in your eyes. Just when I think I'm free as a dove, old devil moon deep in your eyes blinds me with love. Something in your eyes I see soon begins bewitching me. You said, old devil moon that you stole from the sky. It's that old devil moon in your eyes. You and your glance make this romance too hot to handle. Stars in the night, blazing their light, can't hold a candle to your razzle-dazzle. Got me flying high and wide on a magic carpet ride full of butterflies inside. Oh, I wanna cry, I wanna croon, I wanna laugh like a loon. It's that old devil moon in your eyes. Just when I think I'm free as a dove, old devil moon deep in your eyes blinds me with love. La da la da la da la da yo, la da 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 la da yo, la da yo, la da la.
You know, there's something about that tune, but it's... I sort of worry about getting it right because I'm waiting for the second eight and it doesn't come. It goes right into a... It's like A, B. I'm not sure. And then it's got the tag, and if I'm not careful, I...
And there are two tags in two different places or something, so it makes it... It's like an A, B, but it's stretched. The B is stretched a little bit, or is that really C? And that happens to me. I think that happens to everyone that plays this tune. I really think it's just how the cleverness of the writer to stick that extra bar or two in there.
Yeah, I think so, because sometimes they're a bit predictable. You know, it's going to be 16 bars and then the bridge and then back to the first eight. And this kind of keeps you hopping, else you miss something. So it was a lot of fun.
Yes, a couple of surprises in there.
Yeah, to me too. Well, you know, it's amazing. I guess that's what I love about jazz. Two people can sit down and play and sing, and with a minimum of rehearsal time, and it comes off. I love that.
I have to remark on how there's such a body. This gets so much body in your tone and the voicings and the way you just strike the piano. A feeling comes over me like, yes, this is nothing but the truth. Yes, this is the best thing I can hope for is to sit with you and just share music with you and soak in all of that. Would you mind just playing anything at all? I would just love to hear you, if you would mind my asking.
Are you kidding? I'd love to. I'm such a ham. I'd love to. I'll do one of my tunes, and it's funny because this was one of the first tunes I wrote years and years ago, and a guy you may have heard of, you're too young, really, Jack Robbins. He was a music publisher, big time in New York, and he was always saying, Marion, you've got to write something, write something. So I wrote this tune, and it's called Stranger in a Dream. Thank you.
That was beautiful. Thank you. Just gorgeous. I could hear words flowing through my, well, just the idea of a stranger.
There are words.
Oh, there are.
Actually, they're quite nice. And you know who wrote the words? The guy that wrote T for Two, Irving Caesar. Because I guess at that time he was very, he and Jack were in cahoots. And of course he wrote a lot of other songs. But it was quite nice. But actually, nobody has sung it. It's only been played instrumentally. So I'll let you look at it if you wouldn't mind.
Thank you. I was hoping you'd say that.
Well, you've got so many great songs under your belt. You know, all you need is one more by me. But you picked a song for us to do together that I really like more than you know. And it seems to be another of those tunes that I don't hear around that much. How did you come to choose this one?
I can't remember. I don't think I've ever heard it sung by anyone. I think it was one of those days when I was turning pages,
going through
songs,
the fake book.
And I particularly got hooked on this one, I think, because of the feeling of the blues in it without it being a blues. And I sort of like that because I don't really pride myself on being much of a blues singer. But this way I could sneak around and pretend that I know a little something about the blues.
Well, you sure do. The way you phrase and bend notes and everything, you know, boy, if that isn't the blues, I don't know what is.
Yeah, and that's what I like about More Than You Know. That's how I found the tune, yeah.
Well, let's you and I do this one together.
Oh, great.
As a duo, okay?
Lovely.
Whether you are here or yonder, whether you are false or true, whether you remain or wander, I'm growing fonder of you. Even though your friends forsake you, even though you don't succeed, wouldn't I be glad to take you, give you the break you need, more than you know, more than you know. Man of my heart, I love you so. Lately I find you're on my mind more than you know. Whether you're right or whether you're wrong, man of my heart, I'll stream along. You need me so, more than you ever know. Loving you the way that I do, there's nothing I can do about it. Loving may be all you can give, but honey, I can't live without it. Oh, 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 how I'd cry if you got tired and said goodbye. More than I chose, more than you ever know.
you know, what makes that especially nice is having the verse. It seems like people forget about verses, and so many of them are really nice, and they sort of set up the tune.
They set up the emotional life of the song, and that's
true.
Why I say what I say now. I just remembered where I did hear it more than you know. I was singing the verse, as a matter of fact, and I know that it's Ella. It was the duo album that she did with Ella and Oscar, or it was Ella and Joe Pass? Ella, Oscar Peterson. It was one of those two particular recordings that she'd done.
Either way, it would be great.
Oh, and it was just so luscious. Oh, you're so beautiful, beautiful piano.
Yeah. Well, we've got a lot more music to come, but right now I want to remind you that my guest is Carmen Lundy with bassist Curtis Lundy. I'm Marian McParland, and this is Piano Jazz, which is made possible in part by the Baldwin Piano Company, manufacturers of the pianos heard on Piano Jazz. Well, Carmen, you've listened to one of my songs. I would really like to hear one of yours, so let's do one. What if you've got lots? Let's pick one.
Well, I have Quiet Times in mind because it's one that's been around for a while, so maybe it's not so unfamiliar to the
listeners. And you've recorded it.
Yes, as a matter of fact, this one is on the Good Morning Kiss CD, which was my debut album. That's the one that... seems to be the one that most people enjoy the most through the years. And this is Quiet Times.
Has it got any sort of like a message, or is it...
Quiet Times was a song that I wrote after coming from this gig at the Grand Finale that used to be a club.
Oh, I remember that. Yeah, sure. Downtown.
Over off Columbus someplace, like 60-something.
Yes.
And it was during Christmas time. It was freezing snow outside. And I did the gig, really had no money, and was hoping for this gig to take care of my Christmas holiday for me.
No kidding.
And I finished the gig, and the gentleman refused to pay me. And he said I would never, he said I was lousy, I would never make it, blah, 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 blah. And there I was walking home in the snow.
How dare he?
Oh, it was just a sad, I mean, even now it brings up all that for me. And I remember having to walk home that night in the snow because he didn't pay me. Oh. And it changed my whole Christmas holidays thing. And it's just, so this song goes, it reminds me of some of those really tough days in New York.
Well, I'm dying to hear it. It's got to be very special.
One. They're the days you spend alone, when your only love has gone and left you behind. Quiet time. These are quiet times when there's no one to hold you tight and no one to kiss goodnight.
or warm your empty bed. Where you lay down your head. I hear the sound of my teardrops fall in the silence of the day. I need the warmth of your gentle touch to take my blues away in these quiet times. These are maybe someday you will know why the quiet hurts me so. When it's your turn to cry, 'cause love has said goodbye. Goodbye.
Boy, that's a really lovely tune. You'd better hand that around to a few people.
Well, as Kenny Barron has recorded it.
Has he?
Yes, he has.
You mean as an instrumental?
As an instrumental. And when we first did the song, Curtis added that neat bass line to keep the song moving a little. And perhaps someone out there listening to this tune would be interested in recording it. And just do it. You don't even have to let me know about it. Just please be my guest.
Well,
such a compliment when other singers take an interest in my songs. I love that.
Well, you know, nice songs should be heard more. I mean, I know it's we've got the standard repertoire, but we have to break away once in a while. I hear this from young writers that say things like, well, I like playing Duke Ellington and Billy Strayhorn things, but we can't do those 10 years from now. We must write our own tunes, you know, and I agree with them writing their own tunes, but just put one in here, in once in a while, not a whole slew of them.
So. Well, I guess we feel that way because we're wanting to, well, that jazz is an evolving music even
yes,
now.
Yes, it is. Sure it is.
And as part of the evolution of jazz, the new songs, wherever they're coming from, are important, and hopefully they'll hold up as long as Duke's tunes have. That's what we'll have to wait
and see.
That's
what you have to work for, don't you? Tunes of that caliber. Well, more talk and music in a moment, but first I want to let you know that my guest is Carmen Lundy with bassist Curtis Lundy. I'm Marian McPartland, and this is Piano Jazz. You had a record out, and you had this wonderful thing taken from Ravel, and it was made into a tune called The Lamp is Low. And that was sort of my introduction to you, was hearing that. And I was trying to picture you in my mind. And I thought, and I still think, that there was a great version of that song. Maybe would you do that one, Lamp
is Low? I'd love to. It's one of my favorite songs.
Well, that's good, because it would be horrible if you were out there singing it and you were thinking, oh, I'm fed up with this thing.
I don't sing what I don't like, that's for sure.
Well, that's the only thing you can do, really. But this one is very representative of you and your style, and I would just love to hear it today.
I'd love to sing it for you.
Okay.
Dream beside me in the midnight glow. The lamp is low. Dream and watch the shadows come and go. The lamp is low. Will sigh, I love you so. Dream the sweetest dream you ever know. Tonight the moon is high, the lamp is low.
You know, I'll bet Ravel never knew that his Pavane was going to turn into such a beautiful pop tune with nice lyrics. I guess he'd be very happy if he heard that.
There's something about that dee 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 dee.
Yes.
Something in there. Just, it opens up the sky. It opens up a gray, cloudy day. You know,
yeah, doesn't
something
it, though?
Beautiful in there.
You think nobody can come up with any more original melodies, and here comes one all the time, which is great.
And every time you sing it, it's just like the first time. It's just that special.
Yeah. Well, you know, we've been sitting here playing and singing and chatting, and it's amazing where the time goes, because we're almost to the end of the show, and before we do end, I'd just like to say what a kick it is to have you here, Carmen. And I was thinking about this when we were in Washington. I was thinking, you know, I was picturing us doing this, and here we are doing it. So It's all you have to do, you know, is sort of think about something. Like, I would like to have this person on my show. And next, you turn around, it's happening.
Well, of course, I tried to be polite about it when we were thinking. I thought, oh, gee, wouldn't it be great? And so I just thought I would do creative visualization.
Well, you definitely
same
worked.
Results.
It definitely worked. So, well, now I'm going to start visualizing around midnight in a wild key, because that's the key you do it in.
I just pick all these wild keys.
Well, no key really should be strange. I mean, each key has its own set of vibrations. And, I mean, you need to be in a key that's, what, comfortable for you.
Yes, particularly in a song where there's a particular meaning and message, and you don't really want to be above your where you're comfortable or below where you're comfortable. This is a perfect example of a tune that's hardly ever played in any other key but E-flat minor.
That's true.
And in order for me to sing this song, it's just not going to happen in
so
that original key.
So you're going to bring a special set of emotion by being in that key, as a matter of fact.
That's the idea.
Well, I'm just dying to hear you sing this round midnight. It's going to be so lovely.
Thank you. It begins to tell. Round midnight, I do pretty well till after sundown. Supper time, I'm feeling sad, but it really gets bad around midnight. Memories always start around midnight. Haven't got the heart to stand those memories. When my heart is still with you and old midnight. When some quarrel we had needs mending, does it mean that our love is ending? Darling, I need you. Lately I find you're out of my arms and I'm out of my mind. Let our love take wings some midnight. Round midnight, let the angels sing of your returning. Let our love be safe and sound when old midnight comes round. Love take wing round midnight. Let the angels sing of your returning. Let our love be safe and sound when old midnight comes around.
that could never be any better.
Thank you.
You've been listening to Piano Jazz with Marian McFarland and her guest, Carmen Lundy, with bassist Curtis Lundy. Join us each week at this time for an hour of conversation and improvisation with Marian McFarland and her guests. Piano Jazz is a production of South Carolina ETV Radio. The producer is Sherry Hutchinson, recording engineer Richard Applegate, mastering engineer David Mitchell, production coordinator Audrey Shiflett. The executive producer is Elaine Freeman. We love to hear from you. Our email address is pj@scetv.org. Our postal address is 1041 George Rogers Boulevard, Columbia, South Carolina, 29201. To learn more about the guests and music selections on Piano Jazz, visit our website, pianojazz.npr.org. Support for Piano Jazz comes from the Joseph Drown Foundation and the Lila Wallace Reader's Digest Fund, the National Endowment for the Arts, the Friends of Piano Jazz, NPR member stations, and NPR. In addition, support for the original production was provided by Hilton Head, South Carolina, the Baldwin Piano Company, and by Borders Books and Music. Support for NPR comes from the Lemelson Foundation, supporting inventors and invention to improve lives in the U.S. and developing countries, on the web at lemelson.org. And the William and Flora Hewlett Foundation, helping people build measurably better lives, on the web at hewlett.org. This is NPR.